West Georgia's first news on this Friday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. The City of Carrollton hoping to have in place in 2025 regulatory provisions in regard to amusement game rooms in the city, with an intent to target amusement games and businesses that claim to provide non-monetary prizes for winning. The interest in updating an ordinance was sparked after City Hall received several calls from concerned citizens regarding a local grocery store that had installed gaming devices in-house. In addressing concerns with an ordinance, the city stating it is necessary to protect the health, safety, morals, and general welfare of the citizens of the city. Future amusement game operators may be required to apply for a license annually, and most likely amusement game rooms would not be permitted within the city's central business district. The ordinance would remind business owners that it is unlawful to give any actual money for winning a game or games on an amusement machine. A Georgia Senate subcommittee recently found that Georgians spent more than $3 billion during 1 year playing COAM games. Another area of downtown Carrollton is getting a makeover, it was announced this week. The Stratus Development Group, based out of Atlanta, announcing the redevelopment of the Shops at Rome, transforming what they say was the first ever retail center built in Carrollton. The 40,000-square-foot retail project located at 415 Rome Street spans nearly 3 acres and a full city block. And the historic property is just one block from Adamson Square and is expected to bring new retailers into the downtown district and spur further development in the immediate area, according to the announcement. The Carroll County Board of Education on Monday expected to approve a resolution for a possible East Blast 7 referendum scheduled for March the 18th, 2025. School officials say the new proposal would continue the 1% sales and use tax for another 5 years. The five-year tax would not exceed a total of $333 million during the period. 72% of that figure would go to the Carroll County Schools District, an estimated $240 million, 26% to the Carrollton City Schools District, an estimated $86 million, and 2% to the Bremen City System, an estimated $6.6 million. The Carroll County Schools District has not listed specific capital projects East Blast 7 would go toward. The Carrollton City District lists a new early learning center to house kindergarten and pre-K students among the projects the revenue would benefit. Bremen City has already approved the resolution for a possible East Blast 7, and Carrollton City will take action on it Tuesday, December the 17th. The West Georgia Regional Library System announcing that starting January 1st, WGRLS will eliminate all fees on youth materials, they say, making it easier for families to enjoy and return library resources without the worry of accumulating fines. Director Stephen Hauser said going fines-free on youth materials means that we can remove barriers and help increase literacy rates in our community. Officials say this shift reflects research showing that late fines don't bring materials back any faster, that fines can disproportionately affect rural families and create barriers to accessing essential library services, and that fines for these items are cost neutral and do not bring revenue in when accounting for staff time, mailing notices, and recovery rates. The Georgia Office of Highway Safety has announced that the Carroll County Sheriff's Office is one of 26 law enforcement agencies in Georgia to receive a Highway Enforcement of Aggressive Traffic grant for 2025. The new Carroll County Sheriff's Office HEAT grant is approximately $48,000 and will be used to develop and implement strategies to reduce local traffic crashes due to aggressive driving. The grant program was designed to assist Georgia jurisdictions with the highest rates of traffic crashes, injuries, and fatalities, with grants awarded based on available traffic data. I'm Colin Worthington.